Hudson's Antiquarian Books, Antique Maps, Prints, and Globe Shop is on Church Street. In an earlier life, the storefront was the town's post office. The shop's walls and shelves are crammed full of old maps and globes. Hudson says he bought his first map in Oxford, England, back in 1964.
I kept passing every day by a book and map print store called Saunders on the High, and there were mainly prints in the window. I said, well, they're cheap, they're portable, and be good gifts. I went in, and the maps caught my eye, and I said, well, these are much more interesting to me. So I ended up, as usual, going completely crazy over it, and I bought 50-something maps.
Hudson's wearing a flannel shirt, wire-rimmed glasses, and a brown felt hat. His long silver hair is pulled back in a ponytail. The sixth-generation farmer, former teacher, and recovering stockbroker held on to some of those maps. And about a decade later, Hudson was surprised to find out he had a real treasure.
Just one of the maps that I bought was half of an extraordinarily rare map that a friend in England still wants, but I have this framed at home. I was offered, like 10 years later, the price of a round-trip airplane fare to London by a dealer for this half of a map that I'd paid maybe $3-4 for.
Later, after the stock market and Hudson's investments went south in the 70s, he headed back to Dyersburg to take on the family farm.
When we got rid of the cattle about 5 years into the operation, I began doing a lot more traveling and buying and trading maps and atlases. And so I decided, well, gosh, you could write off all this travel and make a business out of it. I wasn't sure that it would work, but I think 3 years into it, it was profitable.
In 1988, he rented the old post office, and he gets some foot traffic, but Hudson's shop is more like a warehouse/office than a retail space. Most of his sales are made over the phone or internet. For flat maps, he can get anywhere from $25 to $35,000, and $50 to $75,000 for one antique globe. But money isn't the main thing. Hudson is a collector on a mission, understanding and documenting the history and development of the South and West.
You could see it going from Indian trails and rivers. Then the next development was the stagecoaches and the stagecoach routes and the larger steamboat routes. And then the railroads came right behind them, following virtually the same trails. But the topography affected them more. You know, they had to go around the mountains. And then the highways. I sort of cut off at the interstate system.
Well, that's my cue. It's time to get on the highway and head back to Memphis.
You never know where you're going to find something. And the hunt is really one of the enduring joys of doing this, is looking for things.
Some people say life is all about the journey. For Hudson, the map is the treasure. In Memphis, I'm Candace Ludlow.